What are you looking for? Hey, you know what? If you're a visitor, I think I saw some visitors. If you're a visitor and any of us looked at you like, what are you looking for? We're sorry. We don't mean it that way. We're glad you're here. Promise. You're always welcome. But let's discuss this question, what are you looking for? You know, it's Jesus' very first spoken words in John's charismatic gospel. Interesting, isn't it, that John, of all of the gospel writers, chooses to share this as the first of all Christ's quotes in his gospel. What are you looking for? Seriously, I mean, it sounds more like something my forgiving wife asks when I'm ramming my way through the fridge looking for my favorite peppers or something. But either way, what an interesting, intriguing, inviting question. What are you looking for? The detail that leads Jesus to ask the question in the first place is critical to the lesson for us. It reads, Jesus turned and saw them following him. A fourth century bishop known as Theodore the Interpreter, he writes, having been seekers, they became followers. Having been seekers, they became followers. What a great point. If they're not seeking or looking, they're not finding. The disciples' personal decision, their commitment, their interest in knowing what Christ was all about led him to ask, what are you looking for? Of course, this led to them finding the completeness of what it is to experience Christ intimately. So if we make that effort, like these two disciples, to really know Jesus, how he lives, where he abides, we come to the most beautiful truth. Paul states it in a question today. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Wow. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? What an awesome responsibility. What an awesome, incomprehensible, beautiful truth that Christ dwells within us. Here's another truth, not so beautiful. Speaking just for myself, I get this sense, as for me, that there's people who aren't excited about a personal daily experience of Jesus or living their faith in gusto than I do know people that are. That's unfortunate. Now, Deacon, that sounds a bit critical. It is. And it's a hard truth. And of course, we can all get stuck in that selfish auto mode at times, right? Where we forget that we're not our own. You know, sometimes folks look at excited Christians like, is that real? What are you on? Honestly, I've been on both sides of that fence. But either way, the joy of allowing Christ to be lived out from within out, it's real. Again, it starts here in our heart with our personal decision. It's in being a seeker, being interested, choosing to look closer, wanting to know more, following Jesus close enough to hear his answer. If we're unwilling to put the effort forth, no wonder we forget that he dwells from within and within our brothers and sisters. If we can't get passionate about our faith in Christ, we can't blame him or anyone else. If he never overwhelms me, don't blame him. If I never have a deep desire to go out and live Christ out, make a positive effect on people's lives, make their day better, help a dying person die, make someone smile, whatever it is, don't blame him. He invites all of us to that richer experience. He says, come, and you'll see. If the church experience and the prayer life are no more than words and a duty, let's not blame him, the pastor, the music. Let's not blame our spouse, our parents, or children. Let's not blame our bad luck, our bad back, or our doctor. Let's not blame our boss, or our job, or our homework, or our full schedule, or our debt, or our boyfriend or girlfriend. No, let's look inward, not outward. A curious look inside the sacred temple of ourself. Let's ask questions and expect answers. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, we read in Jeremiah, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Two disciples were curious, asked questions, got answers, and landed in the opportunity of a lifetime. Friends, behold, the Lamb of God passes through our life, even through our veins. What are we to make of that? Well, that all depends. Because it's a personal decision.